This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The Election Commission today ordered large-scale transfers of bureaucrats ahead of the Lok Sabha elections. The Commission removed the Home Secretaries in six states along with the Director General of Police of West Bengal. Sources said that the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the poll body has ordered the removal of Brihan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. IPS officer Vivek Sahai has been appointed as the next DGP of West Bengal after the removal of State DGP Rajiv Kumar. The National Democratic Alliance NDA allies in Bihar have finalized their seat sharing agreement. Under it, the BJP will fight on 17 Lok Sabha seats, Janata Dal United JDU on 16 and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas will contest on 5 seats. Former Chief Minister Jeetan Ram Manjhi led Hindustani Awam Morcha and Upendra Kushwaha's Rashtriya Lok Morcha will contest on 1 seat each. The announcement was made by BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavre in New Delhi today. Bihar BJP President Samrat Chaudhary, JDU leader Sanjay Jha, Raju Tiwari of LJPR and others were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Karnataka and Telangana today. Speaking at the public meeting in Shivamogga district of Karnataka, Mr. Modi said the country has witnessed BJP's delivery on development. The Prime Minister said, on the other hand, INDIA bloc is known for corruption and appeasement politics. He accused the Congress of being expert in making false promises. Later in the evening, Mr. Modi conducted a roadshow at Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi held a public meeting at Jagatial in Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for his remarks on Shakti. He said the spot on the moon where Chandrayaan 3's lander Vikram touched down has been named as Shiv Shakti Point. Meanwhile, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today clarified that his reference to Shakti is for the power that has captured India's voice, institutions and the entire constitutional structure of the country is in its clutches. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi accused Prime Minister Modi of twisting the meaning of his comments. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil service officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. She said, convergence of new ideas and new technologies with rich and varied experiences can bring such impactful changes that one cannot even imagine. President Murmu was addressing the state civil service officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The officers are attending the 125th induction training program at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration in Mussoorie. The Supreme Court today directed the State Bank of India to make a complete disclosure of all details related to electoral bonds by Thursday. The Apex Court said the details to be disclosed include the unique bond numbers that would reveal the link between the buyers and the recipient political parties. A 5-judge constitution bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur directed the SBI chairman to file an affidavit before it by 5 p.m. on 21st of March, indicating that bank has disclosed all details. And in Hockey India, today announced the 27-member men's team for the upcoming Australia tour starting from the 6th of April. The team led by Harmanpreet Singh will take on the hosts in the 5-match series. All matches will be played in Perth. The tour is significant as the Indian team aims to fine-tune its preparations ahead of the Paris Olympics to be held later this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.